When you walk into most opticals, you see a lot of clutter, and it's frame companies that are providing this clutter. Every time you make a stock order, that nice UPS box arrives, and you open it up, and you're so excited. You got the new frames in the store, and all of a sudden, what is it? It's clutter. They send you these cardboard tents with images on them that they took with their iPhone 5. I'm kind of joking, but I'm trying to get at the point is that frame companies send us clutter. They don't put a lot of value into their marketing materials. Whether they're an independent frame company or a corporate frame company, their goal is to put their warehouse, which is their frames, into our warehouse, which is our small optometry practices or opticals. They don't necessarily care if we're successful, and they give us the bare minimum sales tools to get their product moving. If you have a really good company, they'll send a rep out and you'll actually get training and learn how the material is made, where it's made, where the inspiration come from, how was it designed. So today we're going to be talking about how to declutter your optical. And what I mean by that is minimalism is in today. Apple was revolutionary when the iPhone came out, when the Mac computers were popularizing with the MacBook laptops. And Apple came out with these stores. And the stores were freaking simple. They had these, I don't know, 8-foot-long tables, really beautiful wood, slate, metal stores. All the employees would stand. There was no room to sit. It wasn't like a place to hang out. It was beautiful and it made purchasing really simple because you had such few products to choose from. And today, Apple still has such few products to choose from, but it also at the same time feels like you have a lot of products to choose from because they've really differentiated the colors and the sizes of, MacBooks and iMacs and iPods, which don't exist anymore. And I never bought one because my parents are cheap. I'm just kidding about that. But you get the point that even the Microsoft Store replicated the Apple Store concept because it was so simple. So we need to offer this simplicity within our opticals and private practices. And to do that, take all the cardboard crap that you have sitting on your shelves and risers and throw it in the trash because you don't need it. Okay, hopefully I did not scare you there and you're not driving and you didn't like plow over some pedestrians. But the reason I played that sound effect is because I mean it so much. Throw the stuff away, it's confusing to your patients. You do not need it. You need all of your frame boards, your glass shelves to tell a story of the brands. And the story is that these glasses are worth $200, $300, $400, $500. And the way that the online folks can get away with selling a frame they make for 50 cents for $100 is they're using the internet to tell the story. They're using pictures and beautiful video. But we can't necessarily do that within the practice. We don't have screens hanging up everywhere to tell these brand stories. We have static pictures in a cardboard tent. And there's no way that can tell a story. There's nothing to read. So if I were you and I were the optical manager, if I were the doctor, I would go around my practice, huddle up all that cardboard and throw it in the trash. And then next, you need to figure out a strategy to share with the public that's perusing your optical displays. How do you really establish these brands within your practice? And what you have to do is you have to create the image you want. So maybe your image is all black and white within the office, very classy. You can get these images and these logos from each vendor, and you can make your own placards. Real cohesiveness to your optical when everything looks the same. So I call this stuff vendorship knickknacks. I'll give you an example of a knickknack, and I'll also give you something example of a quality point of purchase POP good that is really awesome for displaying and makes consumers want to interact with your displays and have fun. Because that's why consumers are visiting us in person. They want to interact with the frames. They want to try the frames on. They didn't come to look at some POP. All right, so For me, an example of a knickknack is, let's say you have a brand and it's called Puzzle. And the Puzzle brand sends you a placard, an acrylic clear placard with the logo on it, and it says Puzzle Frames. You know, what does that mean to the consumer? They have absolutely no clue. It doesn't tell a story. That's a knickknack, and you can throw that in the trash. And I feel sorry for that frame manufacturer because they went out of their way to buy 500 of those at a time, and most accounts are just going to throw it in the trash. Now, let me give you another example. One of my favorite brands is Gotye, and it's a Swiss brand, and they do a fabulous job at developing POP that really tells a story. So they send out ping pong paddles, and on one side, the ping pong paddle, it looks like a ping pong paddle. On the other side, it's a mirror. And when you can hand that patient that ping pong paddle and they look at it and thinking, why are you handing me a ping pong paddle? And you tell them to flip it over and it's a mirror. That's a really fun experience. It's an interactive point of purchase, patient optical experience that they're not going to find anywhere else. They're not going to find that online. So that's really high quality. Another great example of a really great point of purchase display material was provided to me by Dutz once. And Dutz is a Danish company, and they sent me this larger than life size pair of orange glasses. Now, when everybody walks into practice, they want to try that orange pair of glasses on that's sitting on your front desk, and they want to take a selfie. I mean, everyone just loves larger than life things. You know, whether it's a shoe, whether it's a hat, it's a selfie moment. So these are things that you don't want to take out of your office. Anything that's just weird, weird stuff is good. Okay? That's how you keep things in your practice. Now, boring stuff like posters that don't fit your windows, posters that you think you're going to hang up, but they just sit in the back room, throw that stuff out. Go for simplicity and merchandising. Don't overcrowd your displays. We want people to be able to see your frames. They need to be able to pick out which ones they like without getting distracted by all this junk. Now, the thing with POP is it should be made from substantial, well-made materials that reflect the quality of the eyewear you are selling. So if you're selling a really high-end titanium made in Japan that is like 4 grams and beautiful, brilliant silver and gold colors, well, the POP should reflect that. Maybe you have like this really nice metal placard and it's engraved and has like crystals in it that just show the quality of that display, and the patients will say be attracted to that. Now, on the flip side, if you're trying to sell this $600 titanium eyewear made in Japan and you have a white piece of paper and some acrylic display, it's not very attractive. It doesn't really tell the brand story that it took 300 steps and 300 man hours to make this really high quality pair of frames that's going to last a long time. So your POP should tell that story. It should say that, you know, these were made from Japanese people, and their whole life is spent, you know, working on this craft of high quality eyewear. If the cardboard junk vendors ship you, just show a smiling face with some person they took a photo shoot out of on their iPhone 5, that's not telling a story. So my recommendation to you is, see, if you want to declutter your optical, walk through your front door. Spend some time in your own optical. If you were a consumer, could you navigate each display and figure out why each brand is special? Let's say you sold 10 brands in your practice, and you walked around each display, you read the brand messaging on the POP, and you came back a week later. Would you remember some of those brands, or would you just kind of remember that they had a mishmash of frames? You don't want to be that practice as a mishmash of frames. I know a lot of you are thinking, how do I make my displays look prettier? And the way that you have to do it is you really have to customize all of your displays and not rely on your vendors. While we do need our vendors to sell this product, and that's really important, we also have to take merchandising into our own hands. And what merchandising is getting the patient, the consumer's eyes, to focus on the products that you want to sell them. So if you're selling a really budget pair of glasses, you don't want to hype it up to be the best. You want people to know it is budget, and you don't want patients to feel bad about it, but you want them to know that this is budget, you're not getting the highest quality, and there are other products within your practice that are better. Now, let's go back to that $600 titanium Japanese. You want people to know it's the bee's knees. It's hot. That's what you want to wear to your wedding. Maybe not to your wedding. You should probably put your contacts in. But you get what I'm saying. Every brand's POP needs to match the value that you're providing. Every optical needs space between frames. If you're putting 30 frames on a shelf and it looks like an antique store, that's not a good buying experience. Someone would have went to Costco if they wanted that experience with a bunch of frames jammed on some display racks and everything looks the same. I know, I highly recommend you even consult a professional. Maybe it's just, once a quarter, maybe every 6 months, you hire a graphic designer. You say, "Hey, here's my brands. Here's my 10 or 15 brands I sell within my practice. Can you design me some really awesome display material?" And you get that printed. Get it printed on some foam core board. Have it printed on some acrylic, maybe some metal. You can do these things. There's resources available to you on the internet or probably in your local city to have display material made. Just because you declutter your optical, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden sales are going to magically happen. You still have to have opticians who are going to put in the effort to sell the product. Patients can peruse your displays, and that might help in the sale, but actually having an optician show patients the frames that will be best for them always results in the best sales because you're making professional recommendations. When you declutter your optical, you're allowing people to think. Think about a time in your life where your house was cluttered. Maybe it's a time in your life and you have three kids and one's in elementary, you got two middle schoolers, and just things are in disarray. You got bicycles and balls everywhere and paint and projects. You're thinking, I can't wait till my kids are in college, even though I'm gonna have to pay $50,000 for each education. I am more than happy to get these kids out so I can get my house clean. I know a lot of you are thinking that. So think about that as in decluttering your optical. It gives you a peace of mind. And it also gives the patients a peace of mind in that they know they can come in and navigate things. When there's new products, they can actually find the new products because they notice the displays. Decluttering your optical also means taking promotional materials from lens companies out. I know a lot of you are addicted to Essilor and Hoya and Zeiss and Kodak and every other brand Essilor sells to you, but this should be about your brand. And your brand's not clutter. When you're just posting things about anti-reflective and thin lenses and progressives that go side to side and are great on computer and awesome at night driving, you're totally lying to the patients and you're setting a false expectation that they're going to be receiving that. So you should be promoting your own brand within your optical. And when you promote your own brand, it's not cluttered because it's you. It's authentic. But when you're promoting other brands, it's clutter. We're not selling perfume in our optical. And if we were selling perfume, it would be okay to promote those brands. Now, when you're promoting optical lens companies and you put their little lens tints on every sales station, dispense desk, whatever, you're putting your transition samples out. It's kind of cluttered. It's teaching people to shop based on brands when they should be shopping on your personal brand because that's what people are buying. They would have went to a chain if they wanted a chain brand, but they chose to get a personal local brand. So I also recommend throwing all the lens crap away. Throw it in the trash. You don't need it. Now you can keep it in on hand if you want, if you really need to show some people your visuals, but any visuals you have will always be best if it's customized to you. Now, for lenses, the technology is not changing that often anymore. So, you know, don't think you have to redo your designs every year. You know, you could probably get away with it, you know, keeping the same materials every 3 years. Now, a way to create really good optical materials for lenses that don't look cluttered is, you know, make it look like a restaurant menu on a nice leather-bound book. And then you can open that book. It smells good. They get that waft of perfume that you sprayed on the leather. And people are, now you have all their senses involved. You have sight, you have smell, you have hearing as you open it up. And it's a wonderful experience. It's not clutter because your logo's on it, you have your own terminology, and you're really telling a story. You're not telling the Essilor story of some new lens they gave some fancy name. You're telling your story, what you provide. So have you ever gone to a fancy cocktail bar and they hand you this like beautiful menu and it's like 20 pages long, or you get that wine list and it's like also 20 pages long, and it makes you feel good. You're like, dang, they really put a lot of effort into building this portfolio. And we also have portfolios of things that we need to share. And portfolios are good because it's not clutter. It's all condensed into one tight area. So let your space breathe. Let yourself have a wonderful optical and get rid of the clutter. Hey, it's Perry. I have one more piece of advice for you, and that's that you need to text the 24/7 Itrepreneur Eye Care Hotline, where you can ask myself or Dr. Brill clinical questions, optical questions, practice management, or anything you have, including relationship advice. Actually, do not do that. The number is 913-660-2855. Text us 24/7. We'll get back to you probably within minutes, if not hours, and sometimes days. But we will get back to you, so please text us. It's free. We want to help the community around us. Thank you.